Higher God, being real, very evident in this place, doing a great and a mighty work. Be a loving church.
Yes.
Preaching on the will of God this morning, how God just truly blessed us. How many desire to do His will? He said, every perfect word. Amen. Praise God. And every perfect word and everything that we shall do, we want to do that as well pleasing in His sight. Amen. To do His will through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good to see in the house of God. Good to feel the good presence of the Lord here tonight. Amen. It's wonderful to feel God's presence. We just want you to obey the Lord. Let the Lord have His way. Amen. We let the Holy Ghost interrupt the program tonight. Anytime He gets ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's whatever the Lord would have here tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I preached you long this morning. Only by the Lord's help that we are able to minister. Paul said, my preaching is not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but it's through the demonstration. All praise God. It's through the demonstration of the power of God, the Spirit of God working among us. And praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Yes.
Aren't you thankful for that tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord here tonight. Amen. Lord, give us, man, what we need. Praise God.
Bless Him, God. Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, praise His name. Have your Bibles. We'll be reading from St. John's Gospel tonight. Chapter number 4. Very familiar scripture concerning the Samaritan woman. Chapter number 4 refers to her going to the city of Samaria. There she being at Jacob's well. Praise the Lord. Jesus had said unto her, give me to drink. Woman of Samaria, saying, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. But Jesus had said unto her, thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. So we're familiar with these scriptures, but I'd like for you to look to verse number 14 tonight. Amen. Verse number 14 of that chapter number 4, what Jesus said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
Go now to chapter number 7, St. John 7. Very familiar scripture. And chapter number 7, verse number 38. Go to verse number 37. And the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Living water. Amen. The Lord be my help tonight. I'd like to preach a message. You can't fill an empty bucket from a dry well. You cannot fill an empty bucket from a dry well. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful tonight, God, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, and praising you for the work of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that you've been present today. Oh, Lord, we come to you just trusting and believing you for another message. Let there be unction and the power of the Holy Ghost to bring forth the message, God. We need to stir it within our soul, knowing that your God is able to speak word to us. Thy blessed word. For through thy word there is power, power to change lives and hearts. Amen, God. Let it be a work of the Spirit. We need you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. We need the power of God. We need the Spirit of the Lord to work among us. Do a great work in the hearts of your people. Give grace to the hearers, knowing that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Lord, what He's ever accomplished will forevermore praise you. And everyone that loved the Lord said, amen. And you may be seated. We come to know here what Jesus was saying in chapter number 4. But we come to know, as I read to you in verse number 14, there is meaning here of this word water. Amen. It's given here meaning spiritual life. To partake of this living water, one must drink. That the act of drinking is not a momentary, single act, but rather a progressive, a repeated drinking. Hallelujah. Drinking the water of life requires regular communion with the source of the living water, which is Jesus Christ Himself. No one can continue to drink the water of life life, if he or she becomes severed from its source, and no more what I was preaching some this morning, amen, about being in the source of the vine, which is in Jesus Christ. Peter described it, 2 Peter 2:17, wells without water. But we come to know that the children of Israel drank of a rock that followed them, but the believers drink of the rock which is in them, which is Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
The graces and comforts of the Spirit are compared to this living, running water. Rivers of living water. Praise God. The comfort flows in both plentifully and constantly as a river, strong as a stream to bear down the oppositions of doubts and fears. Amen. These flow out of the heart and soul, out of the heart in which the Spirit dwells, flows the issues of life. Where there are springs of grace and comfort in the soul, they will send forth streams. Oh, a holy heart will be seen in a holy life. The tree is known by its fruits, and the fountain by its streams. Believers have in them a well of water, overflowing, ever flowing. It is springing up, ever in motion. Spiritual life brings up toward its own perfection in eternal life. It will continue springing up, hallelujah, till it comes to perfection, and it's going to be eternal heaven at last. Saints of God, we come to know, amen, that we're drinking from that fountain. Amen. No more the Samaritan woman. She asked for water, but he gave him the well. Amen. We know what Jesus said referring to these scriptures. But I come to know, saints of God, a long time ago when I began to build a relationship with God, and I come to know, and during that period of time, I come to know when I begin to seek God for the experience, for the relationship with God. And I come to know that through the power of the Spirit and what the Spirit was opening to me in my heart, amen, to get along with God in a place of seclusion, a place to be alone with God. And I begin to know, do no more what Matthew 6 and what Jesus said. And when I pray, I sit into thy closet and shut thy door and pray to thy Heavenly Father in secret, that thy Heavenly Father may see in secret and reward thee openly. I come to know the secret for the Christian is the closet. And I come to believe, amen, at any time that a man begins to pray and seek God earnestly from his heart, amen, it's no more than the flowing of the power and the Spirit of God. It begins to awaken him. Amen. We have the doubts and the fears of life, and we know that things begin to rob us of the enemy and how he comes against the child of God. But I stand here as a living testimony to know, amen, it's been well over 30 years ago. I begin to draw from the well of grace. I begin to know there was an everlasting flowing within me. Amen. Amen. To be hungry for the things of God. And I begin to seek, and I begin to find, amen, the pleasure of seeking God, the joy that it brings to a heart that seems to be troubled with all this that compasses us each and every day through the dreadful fears of life. But I come to know, saints of God, it is a constant, amen, flowing of a river. Amen. It's just, amen, coming out of my life. Oh, yes, it's going to just, it's well and flowing within us. Oh, yes, it will flow the issues of life. It is like a spring of grace and comfort in the soul. It will bring forth and keep springing up. Amen. Praise God within the soul of man.
Yeah.
And I come to know that, church, is true worship unto God. You know how it is when the adversary begins to war against your mind. You know what, amen, when you're troubled in heart and spirit, and it feels like the demon forces of hell has come against you. But I come to know a relationship that a man has with God, amen, when he's sincere, amen, in his prayer closet, when he begins to devote himself to a committed life, saying, "Here I am, Lord, misuse me. If I'm going to ever be a meat for the master's use, if ever I'm going to ever benefit the kingdom of God, it's going to have to do through, amen, seeking God and building a relationship and having prayer time with God." And once we begin to study the Word of God, the Holy Ghost begins to reveal the secrets unto us. And we, like a man, amen, it begins to be hungry for the Word. And once we begin to flip the pages and search the Scriptures and pray over them, and the Holy Ghost begins to reveal that truth unto us, we come to know the Spirit of truth begins to lead us in that truth, and we come to know what God's Word is all about. It's hidden within the heart, what David said, "Hide your word in my heart, and I sin not against thee. Let thy word be a lamp unto my feet and a light in my path." I come to know, saints of God, there was an intimacy in my life at one time. I was walking through the dry and barren places. I felt the anointing and the power of the Spirit in such a long time. But all of a sudden, when I began to be sincere with God, he began to let me know, "Son, I'm there.
draw near unto you. As the psalmist said, it's good for us to draw near to God. And once I begin to draw near to Him, church, He was there for me. Hallelujah. And I come to know that He's going to never leave us, that He's going to never forsake us. He's a God and always be present for the storms of life and the discouraging times, for the times we face. Oh yes, He's going to be there through all the sufferings that we ever, amen, go through. He's there to bring the grace and the comfort and the strength to us. And I come to know He's teaching me and leading me and guiding me, amen, more into that relationship, just to begin to dig a little deeper, amen, the things of God. Saying, God, help me. I need some words of wisdom. I need some knowledge. It's no more what I said this morning. Amen. To know the will of God is the greatest knowledge. Amen. To find the will of God is the greatest discovery. And to do the will of God is the greatest achievement. If I'm ever going to accomplish that in my life, I'm going to have to be sincere with God. I'm going to have to be hungry for the thirsting of the things of Almighty God. But I come to know, church, it's still at least springing up. Even though I'm down, I'm discouraged, and I'm weak, I come to know the power of the Holy Ghost has never changed in me. It's still real. It's still a quickening in my soul to bring it out of the scurry and out of the battles I'm facing. He's still there.
Yes.
Amen. He feels the emptiness. Amen. He begins to fear no more what he said there in Psalms 107, one verse, in verse number 9. Amen. He feels the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. It's the hungry soul. It's the longing soul for God. Amen. I never will forget when I was just a young boy in the fire baptized Holy Church. I remember at 10, 11, 12 years old, I was seeking God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't know too much about seeking the Lord as a young boy. But God put a deep desire within me to serve Him. Amen. To serve Him, church. I got away from it for a while. But when the Lord saved me at 16 years of age, I've been running this race ever since. And I come to know, amen, all those years of serving God, amen, it's what He has done within me. Amen. Praise God. It's not altogether what He's done for me. It's what He's taken from me. Amen. Amen. All the sinful nature and desires and all the things I was entangled in, how the work of sanctification began to be birthed in my heart, and He began to kill out the sinful nature of the things that began to rob me of the things of God. Amen. That's why a man must mortify the deeds of the body that he shall live. He must be a killing out and a mortifying, amen, done to this body, this flesh, amen, to keep us, amen, in the renewed wellness in the life of Christ Jesus. Amen. There's an indwelling place. Amen. In the service of God. For he that presents his body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is his reasonable service. Amen. There's a walk with God, church. Amen. I come to know a long time ago, as long as I walk with Him in sincerity of heart, He'll be a God that can open up to me and let Him know He's present. Let Him know He has grace to supply my every need. There's grace for every need. Amen. There's great grace. There's sufficient grace. And the grace of God is helping us each and every day, keeping us and leading us in this way. Let's give Him a good hand clap of praise tonight, church. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Church is a holy heart. Amen. It's a heart that God has changed. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh yes, He took that old stony heart of flesh and put a new heart of flesh within me. Yes, He did. Amen. Oh, praise God. He began to do a work in my life. Amen. He began to reveal things unto me. Son, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You feel like you're walking in discouragement. You feel like you're down. Amen. But I come to lift you up. Amen. God is a God that can lift us up tonight, church. Amen. We must see and know it's the work of the Spirit. It's everlasting springing up in us. It's what Jesus said. He that believeth in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I come to know there's power in the Spirit of God. Amen. If no more than Jesus, what Jesus could say to Nicodemus, that you must be born of the water and of the Spirit to see the kingdom of God. Amen. Once we know, amen, there is a refreshing coming from the presence of God, that God can keep a man. Amen. And never knows what he may face in life. He's there present. He's there to reveal these these things to us. He's there to help us through our trying hours. How many believes that we do have that spring, the everlasting in motion, the spiritual life that's in us? Amen. It's reaching unto perfection, like I was preaching this morning. Amen. To make you perfect in every good work. Amen. That just bears on my mind, church. To make you perfect is what I'm working within you. Amen. Praise God that you can do that, that is well pleasing in His sight, to do the will of God. It's going to be in Christ Jesus. It's going to be the man who desires to do the will of God. As I was preaching this morning, that's what we do. Amen. We're running. Amen. We're running. Amen. To the well. But at times it seems like the well is empty. It's dry. And we have the empty bucket to fill. Amen. What can it be? Can an empty bucket be filled from a dry well? Amen. It's not possible. But what must he do? Amen. In that well, he must dig. And he must tarry. And he must wait. He must seek. He's going to be able to find. If Jesus says, seek, and he shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Amen. Is that what he said? Seek. Seek. Knock. Amen. Knock. Oh, yes. Keep knocking. Keep seeking until we find what we're searching for in Christ Jesus. Let's give him another hand clap of praise to him. Oh, do you love me, church?
Yeah.
It is that living water. We must continue to drink. I say it's not momentarily. It's not a single act. It's rather a progressive or repeated drinking. We go back to the well. If the well is run dry, what was it for Elijah when he come to the brook and the brook dried up? But God had a woman in the city to sustain him. Oh, yes. And to help him. And to give him what he needed on his journey. Amen. Praise God. Shall he meet our need in the journey? Amen. Did God leave? Hey, God. And Ishmael out in the wilderness with no water. Amen. They think, oh yes, we're sitting out here in this wilderness with no water. Amen. But he provided it for the little lad. Listen, in the wilderness of time, church, we're facing oppositions and trials in this life that we've never faced before. Amen. There's more deception of things that we're, amen, coming against now. Amen. That we never had before. Amen. It's in our families, in our relatives, and the things that we see. It troubles us because the people and how they're living. Amen. But I'm still seeking for truth. I'm still longing for more God. I must know and understand what the will of God is for my life. And once I begin to seek those things, church, amen, God's let me know, son, this is just as much as you desire. It's just as much as you want. If you keep on seeking, you're going to find it. Just don't give up now. Amen. It's not time to quit. We can't give up now, church. We got to long for more of His presence. We got to seek for a closer relationship now. Amen. We can't be discouraged in this time of our trials and sufferings. We must endure. Amen. We must press our way through that endurance that we have within us to overcome. Amen. He that overcometh shall have the right to the tree of life. It's going to be for the man that prays. It's going to be for the man that prevails in prayer. Amen. That persevering faith, like I preach, church, is what's going to keep you in the troubled time. That's a faith that's not going to give up. That's the faith that's going to keep praying until something happens. It's a faith that's going to keep us right here in these last days, to keep seeking God right until the end.
Right.
He's there present. Oh, praise God. And I feel that, church. What I was going to bring out this morning, what I said I was going to have to get off. Amen. Not get on another message. I was thinking about Brother Kenneth coming in. Amen. Being saved. How the Lord saved him. He hadn't missed a service, as I mentioned this morning. Since he's been here several services. Amen. Hadn't missed a service. He's here tonight. Amen. That God is doing something within him. Amen. Once he come to taste and see that the good things of God are good, he began to pray and to seek God and give his, amen, needs unto the Lord. And once the Lord, amen, his birth, that spirit within him, he can feel the spirit. He can feel the fellowship of the saints. Amen. It's the fellowship of God in this place, church. And that's what keeps people coming back. It's God working in them. It's the spirit. It's the river. It's the flowing of life. It's the salvation you experience. It's walking with the Master. It's that God perform a work in you. It's that the Holy Ghost build a relationship within your life to seek Him more and to dwell in His presence. It's evermore dwelling in the presence of God. That's what I come to know, church. Amen. We're learning. We come to know. We're learning from our experiences. Amen. Amen. At times we have felt God. Oh, yes. We have neglected our prayer closet too long. Amen. We let the Word of God become stagnant to us because, amen, we read it to the times we feel like reading it. Amen. It does not seem to be to us, amen, like an openness in the heart of the believer who desires to read it, study it, and let it be applied in his life, every day of his life. That's why we need the word as a food and the bread of life, and what Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the true manna that came down from heaven. I am the living water. If you drink of this water, you shall never thirst again. Come and drink. Come and make that sup. Amen. Within me, and come taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Once we come to know that, church, there's nothing in comparison. There's nothing like the unction of the Holy Ghost. There's nothing like the power of the Spirit. There's nothing like the work of God. It's indwelling. It's a moving. It's a stirring. You know what I say? I say, God, move us. I say, God, saturate us. I say, God, touch us. We need a fresh anointing. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need it to be evident in this last day, church.
Yes, amen. Come on, brother.
We need that.
That's right. We do.
How many times you feel like you've been to church and repeated times you felt empty, and maybe that you even feel not the nearness of the saints being near to you, that you feel like you're longing and discouraged, and you pray that you're backed up against the wall. Amen. And the adversary, the enemy that we're facing every day, it seems like he's got you in that place. Amen. It seems like there's no victory anymore. It seems like there's no desire to pray like you used to. It seems like I see in the morning the Word of God being placed on a shelf and pulled out. Amen. Not like it used to be pulled out and read and studied and prayed over like it used to be. Saints of God, that's why we got to get back to the old past and seek for the old past and seek for the way of holiness, and let God make a holy vessel for you. Amen. Let the holiness standard be your life every day. Amen. It's a sanctified, a holy life. It's a life that you have separated yourself, amen, from the worldly styles and fashions, and you begin to dedicate yourself and commit yourself to the work of God. Why did Paul say, I am persuaded he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day? Amen. Praise God. I am persuaded. Amen. You must be. The scripture said that every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. In his own mind. Amen. What about the song we sing? I got my foot on the rock. I got my mind made up. Amen. I know what it is to face the forces of hell. I know what it is to rebuke the devil in my yard at 12 o'clock at night, saying, Satan, you get behind me. Wasn't too long ago. Amen. I live alone most of the time because my wife works the night shift. So night after night, I'm there by myself in a dark house. There's not no light nowhere in the house. Pitch dark. I have the lamp by my bed, and I turn it off about 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night to try to drift off to sleep. And one night, and I waking out of my sleep, and I felt the force of hell against me. I could just feel an evil presence in the room. I remember Brother Speed saying one time about 3 o'clock in the morning, he began to rebuke those evil spirits. He walked up and down the hall of that old mobile home, and he began to rebuke those evil spirits that was coming against him. He said when he went over to Africa and on the mission field, he said there were so many witch doctors over there, so much evil presence. Amen. At the time, he tried to lay down and go to sleep, and all their evil worship, and the witch doctors and all their worship. He could just feel such a demonic spirit. Amen. In that place, he said it was so real he couldn't even hardly sleep at night. But he always gives his people rest and sleep. Amen. He had to have so much sleep to sustain and keep him. But saints of God, that evil presence, whether it be in Africa, America, it's everywhere. And we're fighting against the forces of hell. Amen. And that's why Paul was saying in Ephesians 6 and 11, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might to put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand up with all the sin in this evil day while we're contending with the wiles of the devil. Amen. Oh yes, and the schemes of Satan, all the things that's coming against us. That's why Paul said we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but we're fighting against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness. Amen. In high places, it's the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's the evil force that's trying to, amen, oppress us and to keep us from praying through. Amen. That's why many times I rebuke the devil and say, devil, you get behind me. Amen. I'm God's man now. I'm God's property. And I'm covered by the blood. The blood is covering me. Amen. I have the word in me. I have the spirit leading me. Amen. Praise God. All of a sudden, amen, there would just be a warmth of the Holy Ghost just flood my soul. And let me know the presence of the evil one is left. Saints of God, he's always present to the man of God who begins to sincerely seek him and know he's still a well of water. Amen. At times it feels a dryness. I'm walking through dry and barren places, but where's the water? And I go to the well and I begin to, amen, like I preached not too long ago, when she asked him for water, he gave her the well. Amen. But I begin to think the empty bucket. bucket can ever be filled with a dry well. That's impossible. Now, when I was just a boy, I was raised up on well water. But it wasn't the old time well with drawing of the bucket. It was a well house that had the pump. It pumped the water from the well. After years, you know, people begin to buy pumps, electric pumps, to pump the water out of the well. But it was fresh well water. Amen. Coming out of the well house, you know. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How much of a refreshing is it to drink well water? Amen. Praise God. Brother Jeff, you remember how that, amen, even though for those that had the wells and drew from the bucket and that dipper, you know, it's been used so many times, it's got dents all in it, you know, and everybody drinks from the same dipper. You know what we're talking about. Amen. Praise God. I know some of you older ones remember those days. Amen. In the hot summertime, you know, how in the deep well, amen, where the water's cool, it's refreshed. You bring it up. Amen. You begin to dip from the bucket. And it's such a cool, refreshing, amen, taste of that water. Amen. Praise God to help you in your thirst. But we come to know in a spiritual meaning what Jesus said. Amen. If you drink of this water, he told that woman, you shall thirst again. If you drink of the water I shall give you, you shall never thirst. If he said, out of your belly it shall flow that rivers of living water. What is that constant flowing? Amen. For the child of God. Listen, church. Amen. What did I say about the, amen, needing the Holy Ghost in you and seeking for the Holy Ghost to dwell in you? Like I said this morning, that's where it is. Once we come to know what the Holy Ghost means to us and what he is, once he's coming to this temple of God, he's living therein, we come to know what it is to draw from that well. Amen. We have that quickening of the Spirit. He begins to reveal, amen, the Holy Scripture unto us. And he knows that when we're troubled, he knows when we're down and how much uplifting we need and how far we've been without feeling the refreshing touch of God. Listen, there is a refreshing in his presence. Amen. I say there is a refreshing. It's coming down from heaven. It's going to be through the flow. It's going to be through the source. Amen. Amen of the power and the Spirit of God. It seemed like I told this one time. Stanton's restaurant not too far up the road. Used to be, it's not now. Amen. We was there in that restaurant one day, and it seemed like it was a full house. And an old gentleman stood up, and all those people eating in that restaurant. I mean, he had a beautiful voice. He began to sing. I mean, just let it go. He was probably 75 people or more now. I don't know how many. It was a big crowd. He began to sing, "There is a river." Amen. There is a river. Amen. You remember the song? That flows from deep within. There is a fountain. He began to, amen, sing that. Amen. I just wanted to lay my fork down and listen. And I mean, I could feel the presence of God. I feel that restaurant. Amen. He began to sing to the top of his voice over all those people. Some of the people want to keep talking, you know, around the table while they was eating their meal. Amen. But some just wanted to listen. They put down their fork and spoon, began to look to the old man. Amen. And began to, amen. There were several Christians there, I'm sure. Amen. Oh, yes, the ones that seemed to worship with the old man. Amen. He began to sing that song, "There is a river." Amen. Saints of God, there is that living water that still flows within the child of God. How many times you felt like, amen, that there was such a loneliness within you that God was not near to you, and the adversary begins to come and oppress you too many times? I don't know where you've been, but I know where I've been. And I know what oppression I've had to deal with in preaching this gospel. But he's not out to rob everything from in me. Listen, it's time we go into the enemy's camp and take back what, amen, he stole from us. You hear me? It's time to go back into the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from us and get back the victory. Amen. We once had. Amen. Get back the stirring that we once had. Let there be some spiritual progress. Let it be of the spiritual things of God. Let the word enlighten you and say, "Here I am. I can't be, amen, just weary and just well doing. I got to reap in due season if I faint not." Can we be that kind of Christian? Can we be one that's going to wait upon the Lord? Can we be one that's going to sit a little longer? Amen. Tarry in these altars.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Are you with me, church? Oh, are you with me? Amen. I pastored too many years to know, and many Christians that pray never was rooted and grounded, never knew what it was to have a true experience in God. I'm talking about rejoice. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. I'm talking about, Amen. At times, you know, when you're alone, you can just pray and seek God. And then something all of a sudden, maybe one day something really troubles you about one of your children, or something about your job, something about one of your relatives, or something comes your way in a trouble, in a trial. Amen. It's just like what God spoke to me the other day. Amen. I seem to be facing something. I walk on the outside. I begin to hear the birds sing. It's just like God spoke to me, son, enjoy what I've given you. Amen. Just don't focus on the things that trouble you now. I'm going to bring you out of that suffering, son. I'm going to bring you out of that trouble. I'm walking with you now. I just want to bless you. I want to walk with you. I want to reveal my word to you. I want you to just seek me like you've been seeking me. I just want you to just tarry just a little longer. Amen. Begin to pour out your heart, son. I'll be there. I'll reward you in the midst of your weeping. Amen. Through the midst of your sufferings, I'll be there. Amen. Just don't lean to your own understanding, but trust in me. I'll be one that shall direct your path. I'll be one that'll be there when you seem like you're lonely and discouraged. I'm right there present with you. Amen, son, just a little longer, just a little longer. And church, it lets me know it's the beautiful sunshine. It's the breeze that's sweeping my face. It's the birds I can hear singing. It's the rejoicing through his creation. But most of all, it's the river that's in me. It's the hunger and thirst he's ever more supplied. It's the river of life. It's the power of the Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost working. Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Thanks, it's real. I come to know it's a sincere heart. I come to know our relationship must be with God. He must be everything to you. Must be everything to you. Jesus said he that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. I come to know, saints, it's not what I can do. It's what he can do through me.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you love him, church?
Yeah.
Will you just give him a good wave offering? Yeah. Amen. Can you do that?
Lamb of God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, no.
I said, can you give him a good wave offering?
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise his name. Oh, do you want to long for more of him? What about the old saint of God that stood for many, many years? Amen. And those older people that's done passed on from this life, the inspiration they was to us in their testimonies, they live, church, but they're dying out now. Hey, man, is the younger generation going to know what it is to have a relationship with God? To know what it is to trust God, and some being on divine healing, and some trusting the Lord into the end? I can remember my aunt telling me her father was such a praying man. Oh, amen, Brother Tom Visage. Some of you may have known him, but she'd say he'd pray. He was a praying man. He trusted God. Never took a pill in his life. Trusted God for years. Saying when her brother was lost in action during the war, amen, the news come back that her brother was lost in action in the war. Amen. When they go out to the old barn shed, they call on God. Amen. You could hear the saints call on God. The neighbors knew when they had prayed. When they had prayed, amen. I can remember my wife telling about her grandfather, you know, how they played on the banks of the old creek down by the old home place. But when Grandpa go up in the woods and pray, they could hear him echo and his voice echo across the valley. Amen. Praying, seeking God. Amen. Church, it's what it is. What is it going to be for this young generation to not know what it is to pray and seek God? To know what it is to keep going back to the well? To know what it is to trust in law for more God? Amen. To know what it is to seek the Lord? Amen. Oh, yes. What about when their children suffered? Amen. Oh, yes. And there was no doctors to turn to. Amen. They turned to God and they prayed and they sought God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church is still just as real and has always been. Amen. We're still serving the same God. He's still present in the wilderness. We can't be like the people of God, Israelites, and he sent us out here in this wilderness to die. I'd rather go back to Egypt than to die in this wilderness. God has a supply. I say if he supplied the water for Ishmael and Hagar in the time of wilderness, he'll meet your need and supply a source for you.
Yes.
We've got to tap into the source of life. That's divine. Amen. Oh, yes. We got to tap into that source and let that source of the Spirit of life flow within us like a bubbling fountain. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I remember Brother Gene Capps, this is the way he referred to it. Amen. Praise God. He said when the Lord saved him, amen, he said he went to the fountain of life, took of the fountain of life, drunk from the well, the living fountain of life. He began to seek God for more of God. When the Lord sanctified him, baptized him with the Holy Ghost, he said it was like a big ocean. Amen. Praise God. He began to swim in the deep waters, church. Amen. It become an ocean to him. Listen, that's what God wants to be with you. Amen. Praise God. If he told his disciples to launch out into the deep, amen, if it's going to be the deep things of God, amen, that's the soul that longs to know God. Amen, it's dwelling in his presence, I say, in the king's chambers. Amen, it's going to be the people that seek the Lord from a sincere heart. It's going to be the ones that's devoted to their altars, has built that altar, has got along with God. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, church, I know over the many years, Brother Frankie refers to it. He knows what it is. He knows how I preach. I'm a very well relationship preacher. I preach relationship. Amen. Oh, yes, through the many messages God's given to me about relationship. Amen. If a man does not build upon the foundation, upon the rock, Christ Jesus, and builds a relationship with God through the troublesome times and the waves and the winds of times. Amen. Through the times of doubts and fears, you will go under. You must build upon what God's given you to build upon. If we're building upon the rock, Christ Jesus, for what he says, for the man that obeys me, oh, and keeps my words and keeps my sayings, what shall he be? He shall build upon a rock, and when the storms come, the winds blow, and the rain beats upon it, it shall stand. If not, but for the man that disobeys me and will not keep my word, it's like the man that builds his house upon the sand. When the storms come, the winds blow, and the rain beats upon it, it shall fall, and great shall be the fall of it. But we got to obey God. We got to keep his words. We got to build our house on the rock. On the rock, Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. For the hungry child of God, it's for the child of God. Oh Lord, oh, praise his name. Do you love him, church? You feel that springing up in your soul? See, the Word of God should quicken you when you hear it preached. If there's a connection of faith, when you hear the Word of God, it brings a quickening within you. Amen. We have that life. We have that spirit, that quickening within us. It's springing up. That, amen, that flowing, that rejoicing, that joy. Unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. We need him, church. Is it going to be a holy heart that will be seen in the holy life? Shall it be a tree that's going to be fruitful? Is it going to be? Amen. Are we going to drink from this fountain by its streams? Amen. Is it going to be the believer's, amen, treasure? Amen. To have this well of water? Is it going to be an overflowing and ever flowing from the presence of God? Shall it be? Brother Curtis sang sometimes, lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Church, I know what it is. I've been there. Amen. There's nothing in this life can compare. I was sharing with my wife, I believe it was this morning, maybe yesterday, with the unction of the anointing of the Holy Ghost power, what the Holy Ghost has bared witness in my life. There's nothing in this life can ever compare to. Never will be. Never will take the place of. Words cannot explain the fullness of joy, the love of God that's birthed within our hearts. Amen. It's just wonderful, church. Do you love him? Let us all stand tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want to share with you the word of the Lord, and I want you to be encouraged. Amen. I want you to keep drawing from the well.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Say, preacher, I have been there when I walked through those dry and barren places. I felt like for weeks or maybe even months I'd go to church and people rejoice and praise God, and I couldn't even really feel His presence. Hey, amen. And I felt alone in my trial. I felt, Lord, where are You? Have You ever been to a church when you say, God, where are You? Where are You? Have I walked in this alone? Hey, amen. We know the footprints in the sand. It's Sunday, it's no more than when I carry You. I'm carrying You now. It's a test of faith. Amen. But through that testing, our faith shall remain. Through that test of time, amen, we got to have the faith that's going to be true. We got to stand on the promises of God. We cannot let our faith waver. We must trust Him. We must believe Him unto the end. Be a loving to that church.
Thank you.
Sister Amanda, could you come around?
Amen.